Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing something that instantly makes drum and bass drums feel more alive, more professional, and honestly more fun to arrange. Percussion mute choreography with automation. When I say mute choreography, I don't mean randomly muting tracks to create silence. I mean strategically cutting hats, rides, little ghost layers, and percussion textures in and out so the groove breathes. You create tension, release, and impact without needing to add new sounds every 4 bars. In D&B, where an 8-bar loop can run for a long time, these tiny edits are what make your drums feel like they're being performed, not copy-pasted. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32-bar rolling drum arrangement where the tops and percussion change energy on purpose. Transitions feel bigger, and you've got a workflow you can reuse in basically every track. Alright, open Ableton Live and let's set the foundation. First, set your tempo to somewhere in that classic range, 172 to 176 BPM. Set your grid to 1/16. And keep in mind, if you're doing anything jungle-leaning, you'll probably want to toggle triplets occasionally for those little swingy rolls. Now do something that will save you from automation chaos later. Build a drum bus structure. Make a group called drum bus, and inside it aim for 4 layers. Kick and snare, hats or tops, perk or ghosts, and FX. Quick teacher note. I want you thinking in energy lanes, not track-by-track panic. If you automate 7 different hat tracks independently, you'll hate your life in 2 days. But if you automate a tops lane and a perk lane, your arrangement becomes simple and repeatable. Next, step 1. Build a solid rolling bass loop. Make it 8 bars. Don't overcomplicate this part. You need a loop that already rolls before you start doing the fancy edits. Kick and snare. Put your snare on 2 and 4. Then build a kick pattern that's simple and consistent. 2 to 4 kicks per bar is fine. Add a tiny variation every couple bars so it doesn't feel like a 1-bar loop repeated. Hats. Start with closed hats on the offbeats, so that 1/8 feel. Then sprinkle in some 1/16 hats for roll, just enough to create forward motion. Toss in an occasional open hat at the end of bar 4 or bar 8 as a little phrase marker. Perk and ghosts. Add low-velocity ghost snare notes around the main snare, and maybe a rim, a wood hit, or a short Foley sound on a syncopation. The goal is motion and character, not clutter. If you want a quick groove upgrade, use the groove pool. Try a swing 16 groove lightly, like 10 to 20%. Keep it subtle. In D&B, you usually want it to still punch clean, not wobble. Now step 2. Choosing the right mute method. Yes, you can automate the actual track mute button. But in practice it's not always stable or musical, especially when you start resampling, exporting stems, or using return tracks. So instead, we'll use a method that behaves predictably, utility gain automation. On your hat's track, add a utility as the first device in the chain. First, before saturation, before transient shaping, before anything that might amplify clicks. Do the same on your perk track. Now in arrangement view, we're going to automate utility gain. At full volume, it's at 0 dB. When you want to mute, you bring it down to negative infinity. Important, don't make it a perfectly vertical drop. Give it a tiny ramp, like 5 to 20 milliseconds. That tiny fade prevents clicks and pops from abrupt zero crossing cuts. And here's another coach-level detail. If your hats are heavily processed and you still get little pops, it's not only about ramps. It's also about where you're muting. Muting pre-FX is your kill switch. If you want, you can even add a second utility at the end of the chain for final trim moves, but your main mute should be early. We'll also add a touch of a second method, auto-filter. Put auto-filter after utility on the hat's track. Set it to high pass, 12 or 24 dB per octave. This isn't always for full muting. It's for that DJ-style pull-the-groove-back thinning. You can automate the filter frequency up into the 200 to 350 range for a lighter feel, and even up to 300 to 800 if you want it to feel like the low body disappears. Now step 3. The choreography map. This is where you stop thinking like a programmer and start thinking like a DJ and a drummer. We'll use a 16-bar phrase plan. You can copy this exact vibe, then later you'll make your own. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the groove. Full hats, full perks. Let the listener lock in. This is your promise section. Bar 5. Micro dip. On the hat's utility, dip the gain to something like minus 10 to minus 14 dB for half a bar. That's a soft mute. The hats are still there, but they step back. Keep the perk going so the track doesn't lose its clock. Bar 8. Punctuation. Do a full hat mute for a quarter bar or half bar right before a snare hit. That little moment of negative space makes the snare feel like it jumps out. Bars 9 to 12. Variation. Bring the hats back, but slightly filtered. Automate your high pass up to maybe 200 or 350 so it's lighter and airier. Then add a tiny stutter. For example, mute hats for just 1/8 note on bar 11, beat 4. It's a little edit moment, like a DJ cut, but it's still inside the groove. Bar 16. Transition moment. Do a 1-beat blackout where hats and perks drop out, and let kick and snare punch alone. That's classic D&B drama. If your kick and snare are solid, this will sound instantly heavyweight. As you draw these moves, keep it organized. One laying for tops gain, one laying for tops filter, one for perk gain, and later we'll do one for the throw sen. Name your automation lanes if you can. Future, you will thank you. Now step 4. Keep it clean. Two problems show up when you mute percussion. Clicks and messy tails. Clicks we already addressed with tiny ramps and muting pre-FX. Tails are a different issue. If you're sending hats to reverb or delay, and you mute the dry hats, the reverb might keep washing on, which can sound muddy and uncontrolled. So if you're doing a hard blackout, consider also automating the send amount down, or at least be aware of what the returns are doing. Also, keep your normal drum reverbs short, something like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds for general drum space. Save the long verbs for special moments. Which brings us to step 5, reverb throw mutes. This is a signature move. Create a return track. Name it throw verb. Put hybrid reverb on it, or regular reverb if you prefer. Set it to a plate or hall. Make it longer than your normal drum space, like 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Then filter it. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz so you're not filling the low mids with fog. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz so it stays smooth and doesn't hiss. Now the move. Pick a single hat hit right before a mute. Often it's the last 1/16 before the blackout. Automate the hat tracks and day up just for that moment, so that one hit blasts into the throw verb. Then immediately after, mute the hats with utility. What happens is the dry hats disappear, but the space blooms. It feels cinematic and intentional, not like your drums broke. Optional polish. Put a compressor after the reverb on the return, and sidechain it to kick and snare. That way the throw breathes around your main hits instead of smearing them. And if you want a throw that doesn't smear the next bar, you can even add a gate after the reverb, keyed by the hats or a trigger, so it's dramatic but controlled. Now step 6. Turn this into a fast, performance-style workflow with macros. If your hats and perks are in a drum rack or grouped in a bus, group the chain and map key parameters to macros. Map a macro to utility gain and name it hats mute. Do the same for perk mute. Map one for tops HP, the auto filter frequency, and map another for throw send if you want quick control. Why this matters? You can write automation like you're performing a mix. Instead of drawing 40 tiny points with your mouse, you can record macro movements, then edit them. It's faster and it keeps your arrangement feeling human. Now I want to add two advanced coach concepts that separate pretty good from this rolls like a record. First, mute timing is the groove. The most musical cut is not always perfectly on the grid. Try nudging a hat blackout just a tiny amount early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, by ear. It can feel like a drummer pulling the phrase, and it makes the edit feel less robotic. Don't overdo it. This is subtle seasoning. Second, decide what keeps time during a blackout. If you mute all the tops, sometimes the groove feels like it falls over, because you remove the listener's metronome. So either keep a quiet shaker, a filtered ride tail, or a low ghost layer as a clock. Coach rule, when you remove the metronome element, replace it with a different metronome element. Now quick arrangement guidance, because choreography is really about sections. In DJ-friendly intros and outros, keep it mixable. Maybe hats are filtered and sparse, and you gradually unmute into the full groove. In the first drop, let it roll. Don't over-edit. One or two air pockets per 16 can be enough. In the breakdown, remove hats entirely, heap ghosts or foley, and use throws to keep space alive. In the second drop, you can get more aggressive, more frequent punctuation, bigger blackouts, maybe more filter motion. One practical rule, if your drums loop for 8 bars, add at least 2 deliberate percussion edits inside that 8 bars, not 10. 2. Make them count. Before we wrap, let's do a mini practice exercise. Make an 8-bar drum loop with kick and snare, hats, and perks. Duplicate it to 16 bars. Add utility to hats and perks. Across bars 1 to 16, create 3 hat mutes, one that's 1/8 note, one that's 1/4 note, and one that's a full beat. Place them in different spots so it feels like phrasing, not repetition. Create one short perk mute, just one, so the groove doesn't collapse. This is discipline. Then do one reverb throw right before your 1-beat hat blackout. When you listen back, ask yourself two questions. Does it still roll when the hat's cut? And do the edits sound intentional, like a DJ edit, not random missing audio? Bonus move, if you have time, resample your drums to audio and try doing the same choreography with clip gain automation. It's a different way of thinking, and it's great for committing ideas. Let's recap what you just learned. Mute choreography is energy control through arrangement. In drum and bass, it's one of the fastest ways to make repetitive patterns feel performed. Utility gain automation is the clean, reliable way to mute, and autofilter adds the TJ-style thinning for builds. Use tiny ramps to avoid clicks, and be aware of return tails so you don't build reverb wash. Reverb throws are the secret sauce. Mute the dry sound, let the space carry the moment, and keep a system. Tops bus, perk bus, organized lanes, and macros if you want speed. If you tell me how your drums are currently laid out, separate tracks versus drum rack, and whether you're using return reverbs, I can suggest a clean tops and perk choreography template with a handful of macros that covers the whole workflow.